second.
Hello, everyone! Welcome to Rock Eye Radio! Another episode! Tonight is comedy night! We're gonna have fun telling jokes and pranks! Who is ready?
I am.
And it's the co-host here.
This is Tyler Evans, by the way.
This is Sailor Cooper. Tonight is gonna be so much fun. Get ready to crack up and die laughing, because the jokes and pranks that we're about to tell on here are going to be so hilarious and funny. In fact, a lot of these are pre-recorded. So, between each prank, if you would like to call in, the phone number here is 713-494-7001. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go!
I would like to invite you.
Here we go.
Hello. Hello. How are you doing today? I'm doing well.
Turn your NVDA down, please.
My name is Hong Fu. Okay. How are you doing today, Mr.?
Good.
I'm good. My name is Hong Fu, and I'm from China. I'm from Shanghai, China. And I would like to invite you to China to see a great country. As you know, China is a big country, but it's very nice. We have the Great Wall of China, and we have lots of history behind it. I'm from the city of Shanghai, which is one of the biggest cities out there in China.
All right.
I'm from Shanghai, and I would like to offer you an all-expense paid trip to China. Your airfare is all covered. Your airline ticket is covered. Where do you live?
Where do I live? I live in the United States. I live in Longview, Texas.
Longview, Texas. Okay, well, that's perfect, because the nearest airport from Longview is Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Mm-hmm. And I could put you on American Airlines nonstop from Dallas to Shanghai Pudong Airport. And you will get to Shanghai Pudong, and then I will offer you a 7-night hotel stay at a great discount for only $30 a night. And I pick up the rest. Normally the hotel costs $100 a night, but I'm covering 70% of that. And so therefore you only pay 30 days. Also, your tours and excursions are all covered by my travel agency. And so I will give you some great tours. You'll be able to explore some great museums of Shanghai. And also, if you'd like, you could see the Great Wall of China as well and learn about Chinese history.
Now, I am a blind individual, so could I have a guide assist me?
Absolutely, no problem. We will give you a guide. And I know you've had Chinese food in the U.S. before, have you?
Yeah, I don't think I'm muted.
Really good. I don't know if it's the same, though.
Oh, no. The Chinese food in China is authentic. And it is
Are
not
you sure
really
I wasn't muted before?
It's what you would get at Panda Express or any other Chinese restaurant here in the U.S. Here we don't have anything like Panda Express. All the restaurants are local, and our Chinese food is so much better. You don't want to miss it out.
It's like Mexican food. Like, I noticed when I eat authentic Mexican food, it's so good.
When we first started, it was just you talking. I still want to make sure everything's copacetic.
Do you have your passport? Not yet. I know the major passport.
I'm still unmuted, Sailor.
In Dallas or Houston, but I'm sure you could go to.
I'm unmuted right now. I was.
Tyler or Longview, and just get a passport with your passport picture. You need your picture taken. And right now, the excursion is set for October 5th. You'll be flying into Shanghai Pudong October 4th. So just I will send you flight information with your flight. The passport agency just needs to see that you're booked on a flight. And as long as you are booked on a flight, they will issue you your passport, and then you'll be good to go.
Because I thought your passport is issued, like, at the office, and then you take the passport with you on the flight.
It is. It's issued at the office, and basically once it's ready, you go pick it up, and then you'll be good to go on the flight.
Can your local Social Security office make you a passport?
No, they cannot. It has to be the passport office, the immigration passport office. They would make you a passport.
Okay. So I think you can have, can't you have those ordered and just mailed to you?
Yes, you can. They can mail them to you. Say, if you can't pick it up in Longview, you could probably start the process at a kiosk in Longview, but say if a passport is made in Dallas or Houston, they will mail you the passport once it's ready.
All right. Sounds good. I think it would be a lot of fun to go to China.
It will be a lot of fun. The only thing, since China is a communist country, we don't have Google there. Is that okay? Can you do without Google for a week? I think it's worth it.
Yeah. Could I still use the internet in other ways, like check email?
Oh, yes, you can. You know, we are not like North Korea. Where it's so controlled. China is more restricted, but you, by all means, you still can't use internet.
No, like, let's say I want to use, like, other websites, Yahoo, Ask.com.
Absolutely, you can use Yahoo there, yes.
How come you don't have Google there?
Oh, because we don't allow it. It's just our culture. It's just our culture.
I'm talking about communist country, eh?
But this is a once-in-a-lifetime trip. You don't want to miss it. So do me a favor. Because when I book the flight, there's a 24-hour cancellation policy. Basically, if for some reason you can't go, I can cancel the flight within 24 hours and get a full refund. But
all right,
call your local passport office and see how long it will take you to get your passport. Once they give you that estimate, let me know. I will book your flight. And for whatever reason, if anything comes up, you will get, and you have travel, you will get a full refund.
So
I will get the full refund because I'm paying for the flight.
So if the passport upset takes longer than expected, and it's, you know, a couple of months before I get it, then we can reschedule the flight.
Exactly.
And reschedule everything.
Yes, we can reschedule it. Right. Yes, and also, if you want, you can learn to speak a little bit of Chinese while you're visiting us. It's going to be good.
See, I don't speak Chinese. I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't understand.
But I can wait till 2022. Okay, excellent. You have my phone number, correct?
It said unknown.
Oh, because I'm calling from China. But do me a favor. What is your email? I will send you my email with my contact information, and we'll keep in touch by email. Does that sound fair to you?
Sounds good.
Okay, what is your email, please?
It is from a Gmail, so is that going to be a problem?
No, it won't. I could send emails from China. Just Google won't work when you're in China.
So you're not in China currently?
I am in China, but you see, I don't have a Gmail account. I have a Yahoo, but I can send stuff to Gmail. But okay. Say, cool. If you're in China, you can send. What's your email, please?
It is MatthewTellerEvans@gmail.com. And that's all one word.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I look forward to arranging this with you, and I look forward to giving you some wonderful Chinese hospitality in Shanghai.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tyler.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Give it up for Hong Shu, everybody!
All right.
What did you think of that?
Hope y'all enjoy that, folks.
I enjoyed it. Oh, this is good. These are laughs here during the comedy. Yeah, that's a good laugh effect right there. So, Tyler, so obviously everyone, y'all know that was my co-host talking to this Chinese person who wants to invite him to China. What did you think about that offer to go to China?
Oh, it was pretty awesome.
Just think, an all-expense-paid trip. Your flight is paid for.
That would be a dream.
Hotel rooms are just $30 a night. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing.
I mean, I could pay for that right now.
You can?
For 3 nights, that's $90.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, I mean, I couldn't pay for it right now, but when I get paid, I could.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if no one has any other comments, let's move on to our next presenter. Let's see.
How about Ernesto?
This is Xavier and Grandma Teen. They're doing a skit. Give it up for Grandma Teen and Xavier, everybody!
Hello.
Yeah.
My name is Xavier. I'm at Producers Acres. And I believe I found this phone. Who does this phone belong to so I can return it?
Well, I would know. It sounds like you are smart enough that you could figure it out all on your own.
Of course, this phone has a passcode, of course, you're in this person's emergency contact.
Now, that voice sounds like it's my grandson, Sailor Cooper. You sure this isn't Sailor Cooper?
No, this is Sailor. No, this is Xavier.
Hey, Sailor.
Now, you may be referring to...
Would you be able to turn that up a little bit? I'm noticing it's quiet.
Was
that your mom in the background?
Where he lives and where I can meet him. Maybe if he has like a sibling that I can...
Sounds like chipmunks.
I can get his phone back to him because he left his phone on the table where he must have been eating.
Well, I just don't know what to tell you. Because I don't know who in the heck phone that is. I'm just really miffed and baffled.
Well, what number is on your caller ID? Who do you have this name stored under?
All that's on the caller ID is Sailor Cooper.
Okay, so where does Sailor Cooper live? And I can I can maybe meet him at Starbucks or outside his apartment, and I'll give him his phone back. I'm very generous. I'm very honest. I'll make sure he gets his phone back.
Yeah, you sort of sound like it, but I certainly couldn't give you his address. I tell you what I want you to do.
Yes.
Do you go into Houston? You never go into Houston? Do you go to the Woodlands area?
Yes, I'm in the Woodlands. I live in the Woodlands, and I'm at Deuce's Acre. That's where he left his phone.
Oh, okay. Well, I want you to ask around and find the tallest building in the Woodlands area, and I want you to get in that elevator and go to the very top floor and walk out and find the bathroom and put it on the commode in the bathroom on the tallest floor of the tallest building, and I will tell him to go and get his phone there.
Okay.
Okay. Does that sound good to you? Can you do that?
Yes. Tell me which building to go to.
I don't know. You're going to have to find out which is the smallest building, and then I will tell Sailor Cooper.
How come I can't go to his apartment? How come I can't?
Because your voice is really weird, and I don't know.
Give it up for Xavier, everybody! Woo! Hope everyone's enjoying the show tonight. It's really funny. It really is funny. It definitely is. Let's move on to the next prank. This is a prank with Tom and Dennis. Here we go.
What's up, Sandman? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. Hi, this is Tom.
Yeah.
My name is Dennis. I'm a small, do you know Sailor by any chance?
Yes, I do.
Well, honestly, I found his phone here in the food court. He was in the mall. He was shopping, and I'm trying to give his phone back to him. He happened to have you in his emergency contacts, and now I'm trying to get his phone back to him. I don't know how I can get it back to him.
Wow. Rhea, I really appreciate this. Is there a security desk you can leave it with?
There is a security desk. I could leave it there. Maybe he'll find it.
I'm in Mexico right now, heading back to Houston, and we'll be able to get it. This evening.
Sure. Yes, you can leave it at the security desk, and then y'all could get it this evening.
Yeah, that's great. Boy, thank you. I really appreciate it. That. Too many people.
I'm a really kind person, and I like to be honest and be kind things to people.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks.
And I'll try to get a hold of his sister and see if she can come over there. Because you probably don't know who Sailor is, but my son's mine. And they live nearby, and hopefully they can get him over there and get the phone. Oh. So thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right. Appreciate it, Dennis. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Yay! Give it up for Dennis! Give it up. Let's keep going.
I don't know. No, I'm not. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hello.
I'm listening to High Hopes by Panic at the Disco. You like that song? Hello, 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 hello.
You know who this is?
What?
No, you know what my name is?
I know it's you, Sarah. I know it's you.
No, it's
this is it's you.
This is Gustavo.
This is Gustavo calling. How are you doing today?
It's what?
Gustavo.
Gustavo?
Gustavo.
Gustavo?
Yeah.
Are you from Mexico?
Yeah. So you have to do fine.
What? What, Mayo?
You hear that?
It sounds like a wolf.
There's a wolf coming to your house.
Sounds like Jim Carrey.
Oh, Jim. You farted there.
What?
You farted right there.
It was you who farted.
It wasn't me.
Oh, a dog. Look at that. Oh, a cat. What else? What other sound?
Well, I hope you have a good day.
All right. I know it's you, Sarah. I know it's you.
It's not me. This is Gustavo. It's not Sailor. This is Gustavo.
It's you.
Yeah.
You're just making your voice sound different. I know she's Sailor. I know. You can't hear
No. Her. Can you say hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Yeah! Yeah! Give it up for Gustavo! So, co-host, what do you think of the show so far? What do you think of it?
Oh, it's great. And you?
It's funny. I hope everyone is laughing. This is so good. I know we should do a part two series. How about this? This is the Rod Eye Radio Comedy Club, everybody.
Oh, absolutely. I was telling my host that we should do a part two series.
Yeah, we will do a part two series. If anyone wants to call and has thoughts about the show, please call 713-494-7001. But before we take calls, let's bring on our last act for the night. Our last act for the night is... Oh, what's his name? I think his name is Hector, but it's a job seeker. It's a job recruiter looking to hire a paralegal. Here we go. Give it up. The last act of a night. 1, 2, 3. Clap. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is this Tyler speaking?
Yes.
Hello, my name is Diego. I'm calling because I saw your resume posted online, and you seem to have great skills. I see you have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, and I want to offer you a position for a paralegal secretary.
Cool. When do I start?
Basically, let me go ahead and outline. The position is in Longview. Well, the company is actually in Laredo, Texas, near Mexico, and near the Mexico border, because that's where I'm from. My name's Diego, and I'm from Laredo. And the pay is $20 an hour. You'll get great benefits like a benefits package and 401k and medical, dental, and all that. Basically, you'll be working online from home.
Cool. Sounds good.
Okay. So, do you have any questions about the position?
Yes.
Yes. What questions do you have?
So what are some of the expectations that I would need to follow as far as deadlines, like how long each deadline needs to be and stuff, or is that just going to be outlined in the, like throughout my training and stuff?
Of course, you will be trained for this position, and basically every day one of the team leads will send you a list of items that need to be completed as far as with legal documents, and basically it will give you the deadlines, and you'll have to complete all those items within that time frame. Is that something that you're comfortable doing?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And another thing. What type of accommodations would I be entitled to, since I am a blind individual?
Oh, thank you so much for disclosing. You do have a disability. By all means, our company, we have a zero tolerance discrimination policy. Basically, we don't discriminate on any level against age, sex, national origin, or disability. Therefore, you will have accommodations. So, as long as you have if you need any screen readers installed on your computer, we'll be happy to have our IT department remote into your computer and make sure that all those programs are installed accurately. Now, do you have a screen reader, or do you need a purchase? Because I've heard it through the grapevine that if you're with a state agency, they can purchase that software.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. For you. I got two screen readers. I have a screen reader called NVDA and another one called JAWS for Windows.
Okay, so one do you propose? So NVDA or JAWS?
I actually use both of them sometimes.
Okay. Oh,
but
right.
I usually use JAWS.
Well, as long as you have your screen readers, you're good. You're good to go. Because since this is a digital call, you can use your own computer. It also, the computer does have to meet minimum requirements. Like you have to have a minimum of 2.0 gigahertz processor, 8 gigs of RAM. Which, by the way, the second interview, that's what it will consist of. One of the IT reps will remote into your computer and make sure you have the proper requirements. So would you like to move forward with this position?
Do I know?
Would you like to move forward with this position?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Well, Mr. Evans, we are very impressed with your background and the fact that not only your skills match the position, but the fact that you're
mind and you're so eager, you know, to work, you don't let your handicap hold you back. The fact that you graduated from Stephen Epstein State University, that is just so impressive. So we're very pleased to have you on our team. So I'll tell you what, when will be a good time for an IT rep to call you and remote into your computer? Because I can do Monday, either 9 a.m. Central Time or 10 a.m. Central Time. When will that work for you?
I guess we can do 10 a.m. Central Time.
Sounds good. Okay, I will let my IT department know. Just to make sure, is your email MatthewTylerEvans@gmail.com?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right, great, wonderful, excellent. Well, I will forward this to my IT department, and they will be sending you a confirmation email today. Just be sure to reach your computer at the designated time. Before I let you go, do you have any other questions, Kate?
Are there any images or pictures within any documents that I need to be concerned about that might perhaps interfere with the screen reader?
No, there aren't any pictures. Everything should be good. It's all text,
okay.
So
cool.
you should be all fine.
Cool deal.
Well, thank you so much for
your time.
Thank you. And we look forward to you being on the team. And also, the IT rep, if he's going to interview you further, plus he's going to send you, before you start work, HR will be sending you an offer letter. You have to read the offer letter, make sure you agree with it, and you'll have to fill out the I-9 as well.
And I'll be able to sign that electronically, correct?
You should.
Okay, good. All right. Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Diego, the job recruiter, and your co-host truly, Tyler. Congratulations on getting a paralegal job, sir.
I know, right?
Oh my god, how does it feel to have a paralegal job?
Yeah. There just aren't really many around here.
You don't sound very impressed. You don't sound very impressed.
Do what?
You don't sound very thrilled about the job.
Well, I mean, there's just not a lot of jobs around here. I'd have to probably move.
You would. Get to work and get off SSI, you know? And be your own payee.
It don't matter to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, if no one has any suggestions or clarifications or comments about the show, I hope everyone enjoyed the wonderful comedy tonight. Please stay tuned for another comedy show coming up in the future. Right Eye Radio Comedy Club loves you. Good night, everybody.
Thought we were taking calls.